Okay, we're good.
Good evening, everyone. It's 6:03. I'd like to call the meeting to order. First on the agenda is approval of the meeting minutes from June 9th of 2021. I'm assuming everyone was able to read the meeting minutes that was sent out the other day.
I move to approve the minutes of June 9th, 2021.
Kathy, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye.
Matt Fondini, do you need to sign?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
That's another in-person thing we get to do. And I will ask them to be quiet or else we have to leave the door open.
Sorry, everyone's okay.
I don't know if Dennis and Rob are coming or if they've gotten any updates on our, I haven't spoken to them, but.
No, not either.
But I can show you our website, I think.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Let me see if I can get everything to cooperate with me. Turn that off and
thank you. No, good problem.
Sorry about that. So, from the county legislative website, you see the district maps and commission on reapportionment. And then we have the 2011 one, and we have the 2021 commission. So, from there's the little welcome statement that the committee wrote. Then we have the list of our members with your little short biographies. It just gives a snapshot of you. We're working on getting the audios loaded. Apparently that's a little more involved with this particular site, so she's starting at the most recent one and working back toward the beginning. I thought that would made more sense. So she will get them all up there eventually. We haven't really had any public meetings or input yet. Contact information, still pretty simple. We don't have any draft plans yet. Then we have comments and frequently asked questions. And that's where we did the explanation of what the commission is. I thought that was really thorough.
Thanks for getting that in there for me.
And then as when we start to get comments and things, that we can just keep adding to this, or if there's more frequently asked questions down the road, we can add to this. And then the useful links that we had, and again, that can be expanded as time goes along and we find other things we want to have there. So maybe links to even the census data once we if we ever get it,
right.
Which we'd all be happy about. So that's how the website's set up right now.
Well, that's great. So far, so good.
Yeah, I think it looks
great.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, thank you to Fawn and everyone else that was involved in the process.
I'm really sorry Rob is not here. I don't know. I should have contacted him today. But I think we have the setup here that when we do have the program, he'll be able to connect to it here or in the chambers, wherever we're meeting. And you can just look up here and we can manipulate the districts and run the program here together. That's sort of how we did it, 10 years ago. And it just dawned on me, we maybe want to introduce everybody, because this is the first time we're meeting in person. I'm just assuming it. I know everybody, but I don't know if you all know each other.
Sure. I guess I can start. My name is Travis Rask. I've been on this commission for a couple weeks now, or a couple months now. We're doing pretty well. And just want to keep going.
I'm Andy Monk. I'm also on the commission.
I'm Fuente Antillo. I'm clerk.
Regis Obajewski.
And I'm Ken Panza.
Kathy Wade.
Mike Baden, I'm the Town of Rochester Supervisor and Vice President of the Supervisors and Mayors Association.
Mm-hmm. You're one of our regulars.
Yes.
You'll see me at most of the meetings.
Carol Nolan, I'm a New Paltz resident.
I'm Kristen Gamera, Assistant County Attorney.
Thank you, everyone, for your introductions. Well, since we don't have Dennis or Rob here at the moment, maybe we can take a look at the town meetings and someone.
So I know that I was contacted thanks to Carol's input. Neil Bettis in New Paltz said we could come anytime. So I know they have a meeting tomorrow, and I think. They have. I should have written down other meetings. I don't know if anybody can go tomorrow. Andy had signed up.
But they're all in person now, right?
They're all in person, okay. And they're all going to be in person, all from all the towns.
I cannot go tomorrow, okay. As it turns out.
Yeah, it's kind of short notice anyway. But I will. I'll find out when their next meetings are, and I'll send that to everybody and see who can go to that. So let me just make myself a note.
Is it generally safe to assume that any of the dates, like second Monday, fourth Monday, that if there is a fourth Monday that works, we can sort of put August, I don't know, 6th or whatever, and then sign up for that?
That would.
Okay. I did that with a couple of these. I would put like the next available date that I could do.
So, that, and then I can contact them. If it doesn't work, we can follow through.
Okay.
So, Michael was talking about us going to the town of Rochester.
Excuse me for interrupting, but if you'd like to put August 26th down on your calendar for town of Rochester, that would work well for us. Or if not, September 2nd.
I was going to say.
What day is that?
They're Thursdays. Our board meetings are on Thursdays.
So it was August
26th. We meet the last Thursday of the month and the first Thursday of the month.
So okay.
The last and the...
And the first.
And the first, okay.
But our meeting the first Thursday in August, we have some public hearings, so I don't think it would probably... We don't have enough time.
I'll sign up for Rochester. If somebody wants to come with me, that'd be great.
You know. What's the date? I'm sorry.
What's he say?
Hey Donna.
What was the date? I forgot.
It's either August 26th or September 2nd, and you can let me know which meeting for on and off the schedule on
Donna.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. That was easy.
Sorry, everyone.
That's all right. I'm happy you all found the library. People often get up here and they're wandering around in the hallways. That's why I was trying to make it clear that there were other meetings going on across the hall. So, Regis, you can do either of...
Well, we're talking about August 26th, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't do the second, but I can do the 26th.
Right?
Travis, do you think that works for you?
Yeah, I could do that if we sure.
All right. How about if we can? You want me to call your clerk, or just confirm it with you?
You just want to shoot me an email, and I'll put it on our agenda.
Okay.
Thank you.
It doesn't. I mean, I could go. I didn't know if Donna was going. I mean, I'm available on the 18th and the 26th, and maybe we could, or the 19th and the 26th. I can't do the 12th, but I don't know if there's any other Thursdays maybe that I could jump in on a different. Mm-hmm. Meeting if you want, because Donna, I believe, said that she could also do the 26th.
Okay.
So like I said, I am available the 26th or the 19th to take on anything else.
All right, and then New Paltz is the first Thursday and the third Thursday. So what's the third Thursday this month?
Third Thursday this month.
Of July would be the 22nd. No, it would be it's tomorrow, the 15th. Yeah, I'm wrong. Be nice if I could read a calendar. So then the next one would be for New Paltz. The first Thursday would be the 5th of August. How does anybody do August 5th?
available the 5th if someone would like to join.
I am also
yeah. And that meeting is at 7 p.m.?
7 o'clock. And you said Kathy? Did you say you were?
Donna.
Oh, Donna. I heard the voice at that end of the that end of the table. All right, so I will check with New Paltz and Rochester. And then what I'll try to do this week is send out some like follow-up emails to other towns and see we did Ulster, Warsing, Woodstock. Certainly that would be Ken's neighborhood.
Yeah, they pushed me into this, so I can tell you what they think.
Now, Regis, you were talking about going over their numbers from the year from the last time. That
Going over what?
The numbers with the towns when you went?
The numbers.
Why they were...
Well, that was just something I did, and I know Kathy...
Yeah.
Kathy did that also.
Right.
And I think it personalizes it to the municipality. So if we go back and look at what happened in 2010 and how it worked, we can't make an assumption that it's going to be the same, of course, but this is how it worked. This is what it looked like. This is how you were combined. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So you know those, and those numbers are all on the website. So
yeah.
it's all there. I thought that worked well, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Right.
So when you go to these maps, you can look at like District 17 in New Paltz, for example. New Paltz is part of it is joined with Esopus,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little donut hole. In the middle, that was the village. That's a different district,
right?
And that's the only district that was like surrounded by another district,
mm-hmm.
but for obvious reasons with the college population.
Of course.
I have a question. If you scroll back up, if I'm looking at that map, how would I tell what you just said that they're connected? Like, is that because of that?
See
line?
This line here is okay. The town of Esopus. I happen to. That happens to be my district,
no, I
too.
Know. That's why I was wondering, like, if I looked at it, just because I see that
yeah.
line going through.
Yeah, and it says it's a Esopus
okay.
election district 4.
Okay.
So what happens after you redrew this line,
mm-hmm.
the Board of Elections had to go in and redraw all of their, do all of their work. And so New Paltz, I think New Paltz may have, like, 10 election districts in it, but they divided the election districts up so that... you know, so they fit
okay.
the maps you've made. So you can also see that's New Paltz, which New Paltz districts is in it, and that there's one that's Esopus. So if we look at a different district, let's say something like District 22, which is huge, you can see that there's Hardenburg districts,
right.
Denning districts. All of
that
districts.
Division between.
Yeah, the green.
That would be. That
line.
Would mean to me that they're okay. That's.
That is a separate. Okay. Yep. Separate town.
So the towns have to be whole,
okay.
because there's town elections. So when we overlay our districts, they still have to follow town boundaries. The districts the Board of Election comes up with, these numbered districts inside, we don't have anything to do with that, but they have to be wholly within each town. So there's two in Hardenburg, two in Denning. It's interesting if you ever see a primary in some of those towns. Your votes are supposed to be secret, but sometimes there's only how many, you know.
Yeah.
Like in the town in New Paltz, there may only be 3 working family people that vote. In Hardenburg, there may only be one. So, yeah, it's...
And I know Sarah signed up for, I think, 4 of them, you know, out there in the western part of the county. And I told her that I'd help her with a couple. And I was thinking that just among us, if we would talk to each other, because either we've signed up or you see someone else has signed up and say, hey, listen, I'll team up with you. And I think we could get it done a whole lot quicker And I think we want to get it as much as possible done before September finishes, because then we'll have our numbers by then, probably.
So if you go ahead and arrange something with the town, if you go do that on your own, which is great by me.
Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful with me.
Yeah.
And just let me know.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And we'll just fill it, you know, we'll let people know that
that's
taken
care of. Because what you did right now, that updates itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
So.
And so when you send that to us, it'll have all that information on there.
Yeah. Like I see, the town of Kingston, again, is a small town.
When they're complete, you put the line through.
I've been trying to draw lines through them. I think, like, Saugerties town, you guys went there, Saugerties town, so that should have a line through it now.
Yeah, we went to Saugerties, yeah.
I think Saugerties is done.
Yeah, I think
town,
we did town and...
the town of Saugerties and the village, too.
And the village.
You guys did the village, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, so I need to just put lines through those so I know that they're done. So you know that they're done.
Mom! Mommy!
I'm sorry.
Mommy!
Mommy! Mama!
Please put that in the minutes.
I have an apartment building with no water. My son's trying to help me get the water back on. So he probably...
No, that's fine.
He doesn't understand the concept of hooking a hose from one house to another house. We'll get the water there. So so I may just step out for a second.
That's no
but,
problem.
So we'll keep making progress on those town meetings.
Great. Any...
I know we were going to talk to this.
Yeah, anything to add to this? Is everyone okay with this? Okay, great. And then we can go new business.
I know we were going to talk about the, what the heck was it? This pertained to the county personnel and what was going to be on the list.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. It just left me. Oh, the prisons.
Oh, that's right, prison.
That was going to be pretty much. Was that supposed to be on the agenda?
We had talked about putting that, and I forgot to put it on the agenda.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Okay, so we can address the prisons.
We got that letter from some group reminding
prison
us
prison project or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Well, we have talked about that before.
I was going to say,
one of the major differences in this reapportionment is that you don't include the prison populations.
Well, unless they are the prisoners are residents of the county.
Right.
So,
but then
are they residents of the county?
Well, they would know what their address is. Their last address before prison was still in the county. Then they count. Am I right about that?
Correct. Yes,
yeah.
They count.
Oh, really?
The census.
Yeah.
So even if they're incarcerated.
Even if they're incarcerated. Yep.
We have Ulster County residents in Ulster County prisons.
In terms of a count.
So where is that count?
That's interesting.
Well, the count. I was reading about it today online. In 2010, and Mike, you probably know this. In August of 2010, there was a law passed. It was signed on August something of 2010 that mandates the Department of Corrections producing the addresses of all the people who are incarcerated. Their incarcerated address and their last address before they were incarcerated. And the reason for that is so people could be sorted out wherever they came from, and in our case we would want to count only people who are residents of Ulster County before their imprisonment. And that information, according to the law, I pulled up the law this afternoon. By July of the census, so it would have been last July. Here we are in this July of 21. The Department of Corrections has to give a list of every prison in the state of New York. That list, so not names, but you know that, mm-hmm. that designation of a person incarcerated. And then, so it's available. It should have been available almost a year ago to the chairs of the task force on reapportionment. It's a fancier name.
So we have to include that in our census data, or
well, it's a question of excluding, because in last year's last census, I think it was too late, and we incorporated. Correct me, Mike, if I'm wrong. We incorporated all of the prisoners into our count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's my memory.
If you would give me the floor, I can. So in the 2010 census, by federal law, they were anybody incarcerated was counted as in where they were housed, just like group housing quarters, corrections institutes were treated the same way. So there was a concern that that would disproportionately some of the municipalities in Ulster County where they have corrections would be thrown out of proportion. I don't remember, Fawn, you may remember, I don't know if they were able to even take it into consideration last time, because, and that law that you speak of was a reaction to the 2010 census, because we were not the only county who had this issue. But my belief, the understanding is that the Census Bureau is
already
calculating that.
That's correct.
They are being recorded by where their last known address was, as opposed to where they're incarcerated, with the thought that during the 10-year period, some will be released and be moved back in. And at least that's my assumption of what the thinking is.
Yeah, that's exactly what I read. Now, whether or not that was done, there are two chairs, two legislative chairs, in the Senate. It's Michael Gianaris. In the Assembly, it's Robert Rodriguez. And those two chairs should have received that information. What they do with it, I don't know. But they were supposed to have received it a year ago. And, you know, whether or not the census incorporated, the U.S. Census incorporated that state law, it's another question, I think, probably for those legislators to see if that actually happened. Okay. Otherwise, it would be simply, I think, taking the if we follow the law, take the residents or the people whose last address was Ulster County into the count and excluding all the others, which could change quite a bit the redistricting.
Yeah,
it seems to me. So one of the suggestions that Rob had pointed out was maybe we could get started and then bring that back later, but I don't know how you do that, because that's a significant population. Let's take Napanock, for example, the prisoner. I don't know what the census or the number of people incarcerated there, but it's probably significant.
It's large, yeah.
Considering Napanock. Same thing with Shongama. I don't know if you know what the number is there, but it could be significant. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I suppose we could begin, but not touch those areas.
And
well,
also,
the
there'll be
minutes from the last census. This group, I mean, they struggle with that problem, especially with Shongama and
right.
Napanock, because you know they had to split those districts in such a way that they're really overrepresented.
And
that's the point.
There's an issue in Shongama also, because the Watchtower Farm has a significant population and that generally doesn't vote. That's where you talk about voters. Now, those people don't live there. They might live there for a year, like college students, to do some kind of service with the church. Mm-hmm. So that added to the prison population being in the same district makes the actual number of voters very low in that district. Mm-hmm. But again, that's voters aren't your concern so much.
Right.
Also, we have people from Ulster County who are incarcerated, let's say in Dannemora or, you know, other places in Buffalo or, you know, Watertown and those prisons. So we want to bring those people back to our district.
And will that happen automatically? Will they be added to the census numbers?
If this letter that we got from these advocates was correct, it looks like they're telling us where to what table in the census records we'll find this. Now, of course, I haven't seen the table, so I have no clue if that's really But they're trying to point us at that information.
Okay.
So, in the letter, I think I forwarded this to all of you.
Yeah, I didn't open that one. I don't know if anybody else did.
But it looks like, you know, looks like they're going to give us information on certain tables, P5 with the, you know, redistricting plan. So we'll have to see if we can get that information.
Right.
Because I, you know, you can decide if you, my sense is from hearing all of you that you want to count the people that are Ulster County residents, whether they're living here.
If that's the law,
yeah.
Whether
yeah.
you like it or not, you know, it's just what it is.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And as far in terms of finding this, it would seem to me that the legislative chairs, those two people that I name in the Senate and the Assembly, they should have staff that could pull this up for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, we're from the Commission on Ulster County, and we would like to know what our count is with our own prisons,
right.
And then what our count is in other state prisons in New York State.
Regis, do you want to help me draft a letter that we could send to them?
Yep.
And let them know we are looking for this information,
yep.
And we can,
yep.
We can.
Sure.
Forward it on letterhead and put them on notice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I will tell you, it was hard to find the senator who was a point person there, and he has his other committees there, but he doesn't have that listed. I found it in another place that he actually had a hearing in 2020, I think last year, and it had his name as the Senate chair.
Yeah.
Chairperson, you know, for this particular task force. It's not even called a committee, it's called a task force.
Okay.
So I'm hoping they've done some work, but we're going to call them a task.
And one was Rodriguez, he was Assembly or Senate?
Well, there's a chair, in the Assembly, okay. His name is Robert Rodriguez, and the person in the Senate is Michael Gianaris.
But it was their responsibility to pass the data along to the Census Bureau, or is this just their responsibility to collect that data? So, like, are we going to do the math as in we'll take the population, we will take out Mackinac, we will take out the other one, and then we'll add in the rest?
Well, it would seem to me that they have to do state reapportionment first.
Okay.
And so they would want that information. I hope they would want it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is the data that we get will be complete.
I would hope.
All right, great.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have to do it.
I don't think so.
It is a New York law. So.
That's what I...
It is, yes.
Yeah, that's what it...
Are you following the law?
Yeah, right.
Mr. Chairperson.
Right, exactly. And if not, oh boy. Regis, you might have found something, man.
Yeah.
Right. You were looking for it.
Knew it.
Wonderful. Great. So, any other new business anyone would like to discuss?
I find it very unfortunate that we don't have a report on the software. I mean, it's just because these guys don't show up doesn't mean this should be a problem for the committee, and it has become a problem for the commission.
Well, I will.
So, but, you know, I think they should put together a written report and send it out to us and give us an update.
Sure. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And not wait till the next meeting. I mean, this week.
Mm-hmm. I thought I read somewhere in Rob's emails, and you could refresh my memory, that the legislature hadn't voted on this yet.
Right.
Is that something like
that? Yeah. Yep.
I think it's a contract item. We might have to approve them spending the money.
Yeah.
Although, isn't it less than $50,000?
I think so.
Yeah.
That was the choice that we had made. Yes.
Yeah.
That was correct.
So I'm not sure the legislature does need to vote on it, but well, I will get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Like I said, I just was surprised they weren't here.
Yeah.
So.
Any old business you would like to discuss? Do I do it? Do I? All right. 6:33
I move to adjourn. Right?
I make a motion to adjourn. And Ken with the first, Kathy with the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is that a record?
I was going to say.